You know, it's our first one out, and I think it's going to add great value to your life, to your business, and to your family. So, with that in mind, what is Suits, Ties, and Black Belts? You know, Suits, Ties, and Black Belts is a show dedicated to you, the martial arts professional. If you don't consider yourself a professional, this is also for you. Reason why is because we're going to take you there without compromising your art. There is no need for you to stop being who you are in order to make your dojo or turn your dojo into a profit. Listen, I'm a living testimony of it. You know, I was criticized many years for teaching traditional martial arts and that I shouldn't do it this way, that I shouldn't do it that way. And you know what? I kept on. I wear my traditional gi with the Japanese wording on it and all of that. However, I also turn into the modern art. So what I think of it is like yesterday's karate or yesterday's martial arts for today's society. You know, today's society wants it all. They want it now. They want to become the best. So there's ways to do that. And Suits, Ties, and Black Belts is going to teach you just that. Okay? Now, for those of you who don't know me, first of all, I want to say welcome to all of you. If you're looking at me through Twitter or Facebook or internet or Instagram or any of those via media or however you call that stuff, I don't really know much of that, but I do know one thing, that I want to be of great value to you, okay? So welcome, and let's get this show on the road. Now, if you don't know me, I want to share a little bit about my story that maybe some of you can relate, or at least you get to know who I am, right? Just going back, I've been in business since 1997. But going back 5 years ago, just five short years, this month, December 12th of 2009, five short years, I went through a divorce and I was forced to give up everything I had. I stayed with actually a failing school that was losing money. I wasn't even paying the rent. The landlord helped me out there, and stayed with another school that was, you know, really rock bottom. I only had maybe like 20 students at the time. But I stayed with a lot of drive. You know, I stayed with the desire to go ahead and make it happen. I didn't get crazy and all that. Somewhere in there I lost my way, but quickly went and started moving and, you know, getting things done, getting things done, and brought me back to, you know, where it is that I used to be and better. So 5 years later, you know, I'm standing right here, right now, in our headquarters building. This is our new building. And we're so excited to launch this show and share the value. We have now four locations with outstanding leaders. You know, 2014 has been an amazing year. We passed the $1 million mark last year. Woo! This year, better, and I just can't wait for 2015. Now, I'm not the best out there. I'm nowhere near the income of some big guys out there or big ladies out there, but I sure can tell you this. I have the heart and the passion to teach you what I've done, and you can take it and make it even better. And that would be my honor if you can go ahead and make it better. Now, if also you're sitting there and saying, man, you know, I can't do what this guy's doing or what these people tell you or what they're doing or any of that, I want to tell you, you know, it's okay. Give yourself the permission to go step by step and get to where you want to be in your life. Don't let these people that are supposedly here tell you you can't, because for years they'll stop you from reaching your maximum potential. Don't do that, okay? Under no circumstance do that, okay? It's very important that you step out in faith and say, man, I can do it too. Now, they all started like that. They all started with an idea in their mind, and they all tried it, and it worked, and it worked for them well, and now they're teaching it just like me. There's no secret. It's just the way it is. I'm not making it up. I'm just sharing with you what I've done, and I'm going to give you the blueprint to a $1 million business. So I'm going to show you that Suits, Ties, and Black Belts will do that in step by step by step by step. Now, get ready. It's going to be an awesome time every Monday at 10:30 a.m. Today we started at 11, okay? 10:30 a.m. Thank you. Now, I want to tell you about our upcoming programs, okay? We got MMA. What the heck, MMA? Not MMA and all that. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? But I am talking about Martial Arts Management Academy. Hey, this is going to be great because it's really, really geared to helping you manage your business properly with the least amount of money possible, getting the maximum results for your life, okay? So that's going to be MMA, martialartsmanagementacademy.com. Now, we're back. Hey, listen, I'm still excited. So, in just 5 short years, you know, I'm sharing this with you for a reason, okay? I want you to maybe identify with it, or maybe, you know, put it together in your mind that one day you could be sharing your story, okay? And it's gonna help thousands and millions of people. Okay, you gotta think like that, all right? I didn't think that in 5 years I'd be here right now. I wanted to, but I didn't think it would happen because I was going through so much, you know. I had to give up everything, the court system, you know how it is, of course, you know, hey, you gotta follow what they tell you, right? Unless you, you know, get into trouble. But I had to give it up in exchange of everything else in my life. So I did that. Went down to zero. I was living in a basement apartment at my sister's house, cold as you can imagine. You know how basements can be. In a mattress, I was sleeping on top of a mattress. My kids were all over the place. I wasn't allowed to see my 2 other kids, and my other 2 older ones were just rampant all over the place. I didn't know where they were many of the times, okay? They would come home late, not come home, whatever. I never heard them. It was really difficult to keep track of my life at that time. The only sanity I had is that I believed that God had a special plan for my life, okay? Just like you, He has a special plan for your life. One of the things is that I kept my faith, not the feeling. Okay, I was feeling down, I was feeling beat up, I was feeling not good enough, I was feeling like, what am I gonna do? Do I need to get a job and start all over again? And I quickly said, man, heck no, I'm more than that. I'm way more than that. So I put those feelings way out and I started working towards with what I believe is my purpose. Okay, and this is how I'm standing here in front today of all of you, okay? Sharing with you the fact that if you're down, you can be up. If you're up, expect the ups and downs, that's part of business, but have the tenacity and the perseverance to push through so that you can continue to grow and build your life and live your dream, okay? So, one of the things is, hey, are you passionate about the martial arts? Are you passionate about the business of the martial arts? You know, the two of them go hand in hand. Ignorance tells you you're either a business person or a martial artist. You know, it's not true. It's kind of like exercising, right? Exercising is part of, and eating is part of. Years ago, eating was like 90% the number one part of the game, and exercising the other 10%. That's totally wrong information. You know, they're equally important. Well, martial artists, being a martial artist, loving it, being passionate about it, and running your business are both equally important. And the reason for that is, number one, you love what you do, share it with other people. How many people you know that are miserable doing what they're doing? Not because they want to do it, they have to. But here you are in your business, totally passionate, and you're wondering how you can turn it into a profit, how you can make a good living at it. I want to help you with that. We're going to take that gap and shorten it. We're going to close it really, really fast. Okay, we're going to take it from maybe you're this wide apart and you can't even see it, but promise, step by step, you're going to close it and you're going to get there. You're going to be so happy. You're going to feel so good. And if you're doing awesome, let's get you to do even more. Let's get you to do even better and greater. Now, I want to share with you the next thing that's coming up. I am so excited about this. We're talking about Extreme Workout. Man, we're launching this new program. Yeah! So, people are so excited about it because, listen, it's awesome. The leadership that's taking over this part of the business is amazing, okay? You know, we got Master Marcelo, who's rocking rock star. Woo! When it comes to, you know, the fitness part, man, this guy, raving fan, he's got raving fans, and he's going to be leading this. And this can be an added bonus to your facility, okay? This, listen, I'm getting phone calls already. I'm getting people texting me, private messaging me. What's up with this extreme workout stuff? Hey, listen, it's extreme and it's powerful. It's going to make you turnkey money. Let me tell you that. Mucho box in your pocket. It's going to happen, okay? Now, back to our show here. I want to make sure that you understand that suits, ties, and black belts is the key to you winning, okay? It is the program for you. It is created with you in mind. And listen, I take serious exactly your needs, your wants, how you want to develop your business. I take that serious because I remember being there. I remember wanting and looking. I went to many seminars, but it didn't resonate with me. And I'm hoping that this one, this show, will resonate with you. Will take it to the next level for you. Will ignite the fire in you that maybe you were giving up. Maybe you were tired. Maybe you were like, you know what? I'm not good for this. But the truth of the matter is, if you're here, you are. If you're here, you can make it. If you're here, one day, you're going to be where you want to be in life. And then you want more. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. One of the things that I go by is, hey, be content, never complacent, always go for more. What a shame if you don't. It's a shame. You know, it's a shame that people get complacent with 100 students. It's a shame that people get complacent with 200 students. It's a shame. See, I'm not talking about, you know, happy. I'm not talking about, you know, you reached a goal and you that's all you want. No, I'm talking about, you know, complacency is a bad thing. You know, if you fall asleep, somebody's gonna eat you alive. You can't do that. When you're in business, when you're training, when you're doing all of that, listen, if you don't exercise, disease is gonna come and get you. It's the way it is. If you don't exercise your business mind and you don't put it into action, you're going out of business. There's no secret to this. It's simple. I wanna simplify the craziness that goes on for you to show it up and go make it happen. Okay? So you can't fall asleep, because if you fall asleep, you fold your arms, you get relaxed, you know, poverty is gonna strike you. It's gonna take you, bam! And it's not even gonna feel sorry for you. It's gonna spit you out in the corner and you're gonna feel sorry for yourself. I'm here to help you to never go through that. And I take that very serious. Okay, I remember where I came from. I don't forget, I wanna share it back, I wanna give back, and I want you to really use it for your life. Okay, so we got great things coming here in suits, ties, and black belts. Many episodes every Monday, 10:30 a.m. We're going to be here. Listen, I want to apologize that today we started at 11. Okay, you know, getting things together. Everybody's excited. We forgot this. We forgot that. You know, it's okay. But next Monday, 10:30 a.m. sharp. Get that link. Get it there. Get your notepad ready. Get your audio ready, get whatever, get your mind, get your heart ready, receive it, and then put it to action, okay? That's gonna happen every Monday. And if you, for any reason, want something special to be talked about, put it up there. We will do that, okay? You can ask me questions, you can email me questions, you can call me, you can, whatever you want, okay? I'm gonna be there for you, all right? And I wanna help you become, listen, crazy successful. Not successful that people think, you know, I'm paying my bills, I'm getting along. No. We're talking about having overflowing abundance, really overflowing, where you have no choice but to help other people. Change your life completely. You know, one episode can actually change your life. One word can actually change your life. You know, what is that? Ask yourself those questions, and you can ask me, and I will help you find the answer to all of that. Okay? Now, we're going to go to some Q&A, all right? So I got my audience here, and they're going to ask some questions. I'm going to answer, and hopefully this can help you out as well, okay? So, First question is right here behind the camera. Yes, ma'am.
How do you bridge the gap from a martial artist to a business owner? That gap that's in this industry, what would you say is the bridge to being a martial arts professional?
Hey, if you didn't hear the question, right? What is the bridge to a martial arts professional? How is it that you can go from, man, I love the kicking and the punching, I'm so good, my katas, my forms, whatever you do, and now you're opening a dojo or school, or a kun, right? And you don't know how to do the business. What is the bridge to that, the solution to that? Hey, there are many solutions. Not all of them are gonna get you to where you want. However, I believe that here, Sue's Tyson and Blindness has the solution, okay? We will educate you. We will move you to action, inspire you. We will give you clear, specific directions. So we're gonna cut out the distractions of getting to where you need to go. The fastest way there, we're gonna get it for you right here, Sue's Tyson Black Belt. You know, long time ago, someone told me, hey, you know, if you wanna go somewhere, do you wanna go walking, on a bicycle, on a boat, on a fast car, on a jet, or in a super jet? You know, it all depends how far you see, and it all depends what you see. But if you see something really, really good there, take the fastest way there. That's legal, of course, right? All right, we got the second question here. Yes, ma'am.
What would you consider to be the missing link between being a martial artist and a professional? What's the missing link?
The missing link between a martial arts artist and a martial arts pro, right? The missing link is understanding business systems, okay? That's the missing link. If you don't have the systems, you're gonna struggle big time. And when you struggle, you're not supposed to struggle, man. If anybody told you that struggling is part of life, no! Run from that belief. You're not a struggler, you're a winner. Now, you're gonna encounter challenges? Yes. And if you have systems, so much easier than when you don't. Because struggling makes you lose time, money, energy, okay? Quality life, and listen, makes you lose your business too, so don't struggle. There's no need to struggle. Take the challenge and go make it happen. So the link is understanding the business systems. Next question, yes?
Besides having those business systems, what else do you recommend or do you think is it that most martial art schools or school owners are missing to be able to be a professional in the industry?
What is missing? If you're a business owner, martial arts business owner in this case, to being a martial arts professional. Man, self-development is one of them, okay? If your personal development is not in writing, and you're not applying it, and it's not being intentional about growing, that is a problem. You know, many times people wake up out of bed, they just wake up. That's a very bad habit, but it's not your fault. Nobody taught you. You know, we're gonna teach you step by step those things that when you wake up, man, you have direction, you have inspiration, you have energy, you are self-motivated, you know? And that's what I believe is missing. If you own a business in the martial arts and you're just looking to have a lot of students because you love it and all that, there's the other part. You know, you gotta live and you gotta make a great living. You know, doctors go to school for 20 years, right? And then they come out and make some good money, and then they can build up and make really good money. You know, you go to martial arts and you become a black belt, and you know, you're training for so many years, and then you go into business and you're struggling. That doesn't equate. When you are looked as, wow, you're a black belt, what a great accomplishment. It took discipline, it took confidence, it took self-control, it took perseverance, it took pushing through the challenges. And yet you're not gonna make money because you went into business because of a passion and you don't know how to do it. Let's teach you how. Let's help you get there. Does that make sense? I don't have time for another question, but I wanna share something really, really important with you, okay? I'm gonna show you this. This is, I'm really, really excited about this, okay? You could look at my shirt there. It says Amplified Identity, okay? It's an anti-bullying leadership development program. Listen, there's a gap out there. You know, like this, there's like this big gap between what to do with bullies and what to do with the bullied. Nobody knows. I've been to so many schools. Oh my goodness. So many, they don't even know the answer. And martial arts schools don't know either. I got a great program. Keep on the lookout for this. Hey, big, different than anybody's ever done out there. The answer is not into what you've been doing. Check it out, Amplified Identity. Now, with that, I am done. We will see you next Monday. Suits, ties, and black belts.